Morning Watch, The Great Need for a New Revival, Week 1. Cooperating with the Lord to bring in a new revival that will end this age. Saturday, Related Verses. John 10, 10 through 11, and 14 through 16. The thief does not come except to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and may have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me. Even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep, which are not of this fold. I must lead them also, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one flock, one shepherd. John 21, 1, 5, and 15 through 17. After these things, Jesus manifested himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and he manifested himself in this way. Then Jesus said to them, "Little children, you do not have any fish to eat, do you?" They answered him, "No." Then when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him again a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Shepherd my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved that he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." Related reading. We need to contact and take care of others, sinners and believers, as the Apostle Paul, the top apostle, did in contacting people and taking care of people's need. In 2 Corinthians 11, 28 through 29, Paul says, "Apart from the things which have not been mentioned, there is this. The crowd of cares pressing upon me daily, the anxious concern for all the churches, who is weak, and I am not weak, who is stumbled, and I myself do not burn, this unveils the care of a proper shepherd. Our attitude may be that everyone is weak, but we are not weak." In 1 Corinthians 9:22, Paul says, "To the weak I became weak, that I might gain the weak." This means that we should come down to the weak one's level. This is the way to shepherd people by visiting them. Paul also says, "Who is stumbled, and I myself do not burn." This is to burn in sorrow and indignation over the cause of the stumbling of the fallen ones. This shows the pattern of Paul as a good shepherd taking care of God's flock. In Paul's talk with the elders in Ephesus in Acts 20, Paul said that he taught them publicly and from house to house. In addition to all his labor, he still visited the homes of the saints from house to house. He did this to perfect the saints. He did not shrink from declaring to them anything that was profitable, declaring to them all the counsel of God. What a marvelous perfecting work the Apostle Paul did. An apostle should speak full of sympathy with tears. Do you want to be an apostle? Then learn how to weep. In Acts 20:19, Paul said that he served the Lord as a slave with all humility and tears. Then in verse 31, he said that he did not cease admonishing each one of the saints with tears. An apostle tells the dear ones under his shepherding everything concerning God and his counsel with tears. He does not only speak publicly, but he also visits the homes of the saints. The end of 1 Corinthians 12 reveals that love is the most excellent way. How can one be an elder? How can one be a co-worker? How do we shepherd people? Love is the most excellent way. Love is the most excellent way for us to prophesy and to teach others. Love is the most excellent way for us to be anything or do anything. The church is not a police station to arrest people or a law court to judge people, but a home to raise up the believers. Parents know that the worse their children are, the more they need their raising up. The church is a loving home to raise up the children. The church is also a hospital to heal and to recover the sick ones. Finally, the church is a school to teach and edify the unlearned ones who do not have much understanding. Because the church is a home, a hospital, and a school, the co-workers and elders should be one with the Lord to raise up, to heal, to recover, and to teach others in love. Some of the churches, however, are police stations to arrest the sinful ones and law courts to judge them. Paul's attitude was different. He said, "Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is without sin? Who is perfect?" Paul said, "To the weak I became weak, that I might gain the weak." That is love. Love covers and builds up. So love is the most excellent way for us to be anything and to do anything for the building up of the body of Christ.